What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Savage Voice, and I'm just doing a little bit of intro here before the pod. It's going to be a little bit different than usual. Had a conversation with just Heather, and a few days earlier, Mrs. Roland stopped by, and we just basically talked about stuff, and discussed some things, caught up. So enjoy. I hope you like it. Remember, you can check out all of the content from SavageGraphicsMedia.com. That's graphics with an X. And I'll be catching you later. Enjoy.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
Hey, Craig.
How you doing, Craig Bobby?
Okay, let's do this officially. And welcome back to the Brooklyn Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today is...
Heather, just Heather.
Just Heather. And when you're listening to this, either with the episode, beforeing, or after, there will be a bonus short episode with me and Mr. Roland. I'm not sure if I'm going to put it in this episode or what, but it'll be out there wild in the world for you to listen to. So what's going on, Heather?
Well, I just woke up from a nap. I should.
me too.
I gotta get it together. So there's this like saga that's been going on in my town. And I don't know if anyone notices it, but it's something I've been watching on a daily basis. All right. So I don't live. Did I ever tell you about my town? Like that I live in? The demographics. All right. So it is.
They're nice. Okay. I'm looking at donuts that Heather just sent me.
Aren't those beautiful? I know it's a podcast and nobody could see them, but they're Halloween inspired donuts that I made this morning as I am a baker. And they're spider webs.
I'm going to put it as the episode. It'll be a picture for the episode. Watch. I can do it. I know I can.
So I don't know if I ever told you about the town I live in, but it's 2,000 people. That's the population. So I went from a town of a little over 100,000 people, and now I live in a town of 2,000 people. I don't know if you want to guess what the main demographics of this town are, Savage, but...
Is it a Korean community that you live in?
Close.
Nigerian.
Oh, farther. Farther away. It is 97% white.
Wow, that 3% surprises me.
Yeah, well, that the 3% is so one. I think it's like 1.3 is Hispanic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then after that would be black, but it's under 1% after that. And then it starts to break down into like Asian, Pacific Islander. Yeah, they don't even have Jews.
Yeah, like a good portion of America.
Yeah. So, but not the portion I'm from. I'm not from like, all right. So there's about two blocks from where I live. There's the main circle of the town. It's literally a traffic circle. And you can consider it like the center of town. Mm-hmm. And next to that is a strip mall with like four different businesses. But about a month ago, they put this massive, like, I guess the owners of the strip mall put a massive Trump Pence, like, cardboard banner, if you will, on the front yard. And it's huge. It's about 7 feet long. It's about 5 feet high. It's massive. Every couple of days, it gets destroyed more and more, though.
Yeah. And I wonder why. I don't know why they would be doing that. I don't understand.
So the first time somebody, like, absolutely demolished, like somebody like just took the entire sign down, and the owners I guess put it back up, and then a couple of days later it looked like somebody drove their car, because like the stakes, they have like metal stakes, and the stakes were even knocked down and like bent. So they went and they put it back up. A couple of days after that, somebody took masking tape and like put it all over the sign and wrote Trump is a racist, like all over the tape. And then later on that day or the next day, somebody just knocked it back over again. But they keep putting up the same sign, and it's like now being, it's like all bent the fuck up. It's being held together by like heavy duty tape and zip ties. It looks more and more raggedy, like raggedy every day, every day. And I don't know if anyone else is keeping track of this except for me, but I get excited to drive by this thing and I take pictures of it. Like I even have like, my phone is full of like these like 20 second video commentaries from myself to no one. I don't even like send them to anyone about the state of the sign. And I love it so much.
Oh God.
It's not me, by the way. If there any,
well, no. Well,
that's not me.
No, I know you don't have enough time in the day for all that. But no, I think it's like perfect, like a perfect analogy. At least it should be a perfect analogy for Trump supporter, where the people breaking the Trump sign, as much as you want to blame the people breaking the Trump sign, which, you know, they are breaking the Trump sign, it is vandalism. But it's like, yeah, okay, you have a, you're backing a horrible person. People keep telling you you're backing a horrible person. People keep giving you examples of why you're backing a horrible person, and you just keep putting up the sign. Well, you keep wasting your, but you keep wasting your time and energy putting that together. The same time that is going to get demolished with, in this scenario, facts. I keep giving you straight facts that tear down your bullshit ass side. You keep putting it back together, but no. But he's cured. He's immune to the coronavirus. No, I'm about to break your sign with facts. That's not how that works. Like.
It's I told you, it's a cardboard. It's a heavy duty cardboard sign, I guess. I called it a banner because it's the size of a banner.
Yeah.
But it's cardboard, and it's completely been bent like in half. But they keep straightening it out. They keep putting it back, and it's all crooked now. I can't wait. I have to walk by it later because I got to pick up some Chinese food. So I want to take a picture for you.
But that, yeah, I can't even anymore.
You know what I find really interesting, and I don't remember this when Obama was running, and I don't remember this when like President Bush was president. I don't remember this when any other president, but I noticed businesses that are, I guess, owned by Trump supporters, and I don't know if you have that where you live, but I see it a lot here, are super happy to promote their president and their party like alongside their work vehicles or in front of their work establishment. Would you avoid, like, as we're obviously not Trump supporters, and as not Trump supporters, would you avoid doing business with a company that was so obviously supportive of Trump
in general? I don't know if it's as gung-ho only because, like, since all this has happened, like maybe before all Corona, I'm in Indiana, so I've worked at like pro Trump places where I don't know if they've necessarily put the sign out, but as a person working there with a bunch of Mexicans, the just blatant pro Trump, and this was with me and Mr. Roland both work there. It's where he works, and like I said, he's from Jersey. We're both from Jerseys, Puerto Rican, and we're just like. And, like, there's no other way to say it, but listen to these white boys and the things they say. And we're just like, idiot.
I think it's obvious, though, to tell when people are not used to other minorities outside, which
here's the thing. In all honesty, that is most of the problem, is that issue.
Oh, I've heard
the majority of Trump supporters, the majority of Trump supporters in, I'm going to most say definitely the people who are air quotes undecided have little to no actual relative experience with anybody of color past rare polite interaction and or that one negative time interaction that they would have had, and based every single interaction off of that one negative interaction.
I work very early in the morning, so a lot of the people I work with are old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the retired crew, like the semi-retired crew that only works to pad their Medicaid or Medicare? Oh, no, Medicaid. Their retirement. And it is very obvious that they have the only thing they know about minorities are things that they've seen on television or have read in right-leaning newspapers. Yeah. I have heard some crazy language used. And not even like the
Jigaboo, Coach Monkey.
I haven't heard that, but I heard so we hired a black girl, which was crazy because I didn't think there was any in our town. But
you found the one. You mean they hired we hired the black girl.
Yeah, she was the 0.08 now works with us.
The black girl in the town.
Okay. Yeah. And but before they started, they were talking about her, but they didn't know her name. And one was like, oh, yeah, she's colored. And I have never in my life actually heard that. Like, I've never, colored? Even in New Jersey, I've never, and I know, listen, there are, I always talk about New Jersey, like,
oh,
I know.
No, colored at one point was the nice, that was the nice word. That was nice. That was the nice version. We graduated to colored, just so you know.
Okay, well,
colored got replaced by Negro. Which right now, if someone called somebody a Negro, do you think people would be happy with that, or would
my reaction would be like
a backlash?
Listen, I clutched my damn pearls because I've never heard that actually said. Like, I've read about it. Like, I read Uncle Tom's Cabin. Like, I've read about it, but I've never like actually heard somebody say that. I also once heard a lady over there refer to somebody as a towel head. So I guess I saw an Arab guy on TV.
Which most likely was a Sikh.
Yeah, for sure. But like, think where we came from. Like, it had a huge Middle Eastern pot. Middlesex County has a massive Middle Eastern.
What? Okay, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and say that the town I grew from, we were fucking woke as fuck, because I grew up in the ghetto of Paterson, New Jersey. And I don't want to say we were racist, but we were like I grew up in the 80s into the 90s and became an adult in the 2000s. So here's the thing about politically correct. It's very rarely correct. But it's still relatively new in the lifespan of my life. And we had the chicken spot in Jersey are generally run by Arabs, Pakistani.
Oh my God. I didn't know you. Yeah. So yeah, ours was in Carteret and it was run by Egyptian men.
Yeah, it's always it's generally, hey, buddy, my friend, what get you, my friend. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. This is how they talk. My friend, I get you what you want. Centerpiece, two for 5, two centerpiece. You want centerpiece? Okay. My friend, what's gonna get for you? Okay. And then you had a correcting of the bag. What's gonna get for you, my friend? All right, that'll be $6.75. Okay.
Oh, there's always like yelling and arguing in the kitchen and like shit's being thrown around. It's great.
Hey, give me five.
You hear like metal spoons hitting the floor. Like, the hell's going on?
There's always the one guy who works whatever hours he works. He's like, you go in there and you see some of the people on the other side of the bulletproof glass, because there's bulletproof glass, and you're on the other side. So they're on one side of the bulletproof glass. You're on the other side with all the people who might be using the guns that don't work on a bulletproof glass, and you're on the other side.
It was some of the best damn chicken you've ever had.
Oh yeah. And then, oh, it's still, I mean, that's one of the downsides of here is I can't just walk to a store and get a giant ass chicken sandwich for like $1.
Yeah. Jersey.
For $1.50, get 2 chicken sandwiches, or get like I'm pretty sure you have a beef patty, but a pepperoni beef patty.
Oh, I wouldn't eat that.
Oh. You do not know what you're missing. It's just a big patty. It's a beef patty, but they have it I used to get them actually at the Italian, like the one of the, you know, Italian stores where they have, it's a beef patty, but it has pepperoni and cheese inside. My God.
Whenever somebody says beef patty though, I think about the Jamaican ones that are real spicy in that crust.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like a Jamaican beef patty.
I like that. I like pepperoni. The Jamaican ones.
Yeah, that's what it is. Except it has pepperoni in it.
Oh my god, thing. That'll make you shit, dude.
It's worth it. it's worth it. Like literally, it's the best of it. Like that is Jersey, because it's got the Jamaican beef patty, but it's got that but it is just greasy enough where it's got that Jersey pizza grease that has to be. If you have pizza, if you do not, if you put it in a bag and wait 15 seconds and that bag is not almost see-through, you do not have good East Coast pizza.
Mm, I miss New Jersey food so much.
Oh, that's one of I haven't had anything in a while thanks to fucking COVID. Yeah. But one of the benefits of Mr. Olan moving here is his wife's Dominican. So I get all the Dominican Puerto Rican food I can whenever I am at the house. And it's just the...
I also miss Spanish food, like really good Spanish food. And I miss really good diner food. Because New Jersey diners are bar none. Especially if you get like some little shithole.
Are there even diners anywhere else in the world? Or in America?
I don't feel like there's real ones. There's one in my dad's town. He lives in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And they're called the 24-hour diner, but they're not actually open 24 hours.
Yeah, well, I don't think much of any place is. I think even IHOP over here.
Yeah.
They stopped taking orders for... Now, here's the reason why I think they're not 24 hours currently because of everything going on is because I use DoorDash, and you would think if they were going to stay open 24 hours, they wouldn't stop DoorDash deliveries ever.
Yeah.
Like, there would never be a time, and they stop them well before 12.
Have you ever had a fat sandwich from New Brunswick? I'm sad if you haven't.
I'm trying to, is it, I'm thinking of a po' boy.
Okay. So, a fat sandwich, I call them the New Brunswick fat sandwiches, but I guess, because that's just where they originated from, but I guess you could find them all over most of New Jersey. It was a sandwich created by a broke-ass college kid, like, probably back in the 90s, and it was a sandwich, like, so, I don't know, think of a sandwich, like, what kind of sandwich would you order?
It really depends. Like,
okay, so let's say you would order your chicken sandwich, right?
Yeah.
It would be a chicken sandwich, and then it would have mozzarella sticks on it, and would have french fries on it, and it would have, like, some marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, lettuce, tomato.
Yes, it's a po' boy.
And I used to get one called, and then they were named, like, there was a fat Elvis, there was a fat tsunami, the fat bitch, the fat moon. So they all had, like, these fat names. And they would be open, they were food trucks, they were the fat sandwich food trucks, mm-hmm. and a place called Jimmy's that was in New Brunswick that was always open, and I'm pretty sure the owner was also a drug runner, because I used to see some real suspicious shit going on sometimes, like, there. But it was really good college town food, because you would be drinking, like, at the bars there, and then the bars would close, and you would need to sober up. So you would go get one of these, like, hot, like, these massive sandwiches. They've been featured in magazines. They've been... So I used to get one called the Fat Elvis, and it was a gyro meat.
Hold on. Pause, everybody. Actually, you can keep talking.
Are you answering a phone call during this?
Hello, I have to. Hello?
Oh, well, okay, fine. So I'm going to just keep talking, because professionalism at its finest. So I used to get the Fat Elvis, and it was gyro meat. It was mozzarella sticks, hot sauce, french fries, this white sauce. It's like mystery white sauce. Nobody knows what it was. Probably tzatziki now that I think about it. Lettuce, tomato, onion. And it was out of this fucking world. And it was in a pita, too, by the way. You can get them in subs or pitas. And it was the best. So I'm going to just keep talking while this guy's taking his phone call.
I have to make sure that my son's brother was calling, so they're on their way.
Oh, I guess that is important.
Tell them to drive slow so she doesn't get here before my coffee does. And donuts.
Listen, rule number one in radio, you're not supposed to have dead air.
Hey, well, I can edit it out. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
I can edit it out, and two, it's not radio, it's podcast. We break all the rules.
Including preparedness.
But that's the number one rule. You're not supposed to be prepared.
I'm not prepared. I find that I got to under-prepare for things, though, because I got some feedback on my first live stream on Twitch.
Oh, how was it? What?
I was told I don't sound very natural, which I would agree with.
Yeah, but that's just how you talk, so it doesn't matter.
But I don't feel like, I don't know, like, so I had Corey watch it because I also recorded it. And he was like, it doesn't feel like a conversation you were having.
Yeah, but see, it's never going to be a conversation. Here's the thing. It's never going to be a conversation unless it's an actual conversation. So what you want to have is more of what you want to have is if someone is browsing through and they open up your stream and you're talking and there's something that's going on, as opposed to they open up your stream and you're saying absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, I could definitely talk. Just it probably won't be about the game, though.
No, it doesn't need to be about the game.
Stories.
Nobody, very rarely, people go in and talk about the game or why. Like, that's not why they're there. But the only way you're going to have a natural, it's only way it's going to be natural is when you, if you're actually having a conversation with somebody, which will happen in chat where people will ask you something. Even then, it can't be a natural conversation because if, like, when you stopped in Zach's stream and you were like, "Hey, Savage," and then Z told me, and then it took me a second to realize it was you, and then I go, "Hey, what's up?" Like, there's at least a good minute of time in between those interactions that it can never be a natural. You can't have a natural, like, there is nothing natural about it. This is not a natural scenario. I have a camera in front of my face with a big-ass microphone as I'm playing video games and talking out into the ether to nobody just in case somebody happens to click on the link and see me there and may or may not say something to me, may or may not give me money or put a little meme. Like, none of it is natural, so.
I think I'm going to try to stream 3 times a week in short bursts because that is all I could afford with children.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I was putzing around, you know, the Twitch platform, just like going in and out of different people's live streams and like not big ones either. I was going like I was looking at like the smaller viewerships.
Yeah.
And interesting stuff.
What, such as?
Nothing bad. It's just, it's a world I'm not used to because I'm not a gamer and I've never considered like, a couple of years ago, my son started to really get into watching people play video games on YouTube. And I didn't know that was a thing yet. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with this damn kid? Like, I don't know. Like, who the hell watches people play video games? You have a whole like slew of video games you could be playing yourself. And it was weird. And I thought he was bizarre. But then I found out that like, that was a thing.
Yes.
And it was a huge thing. It was like a massive thing. There are people, there's somebody he watches. I wish he was inside and I can give you Preston. I can't stand this. Preston, I can't stand Preston. I'm not a Preston fan.
Because he talks like this. And me and my wife are gonna.
Yeah, me and my wife. And his wife is really annoying too. And somebody.
Oh my God, Preston again?
Preston? They will never listen to this, but in the event they do, please start blending your makeup. It is killing me. Like every time I'm
gonna figure this out because, like, we really
blend
have
into your neck.
But here's the thing:
they're millionaires.
Exactly. As much shit as we're giving them, as cringe and annoying as it is, there's two things you have to understand about it. Because, like, one, there's another video I saw that he did of how he came from where he was to where he is now. And he's one of those general wholesome, Mormon kids, I think he is. So he may not be Mormon, but it's that type of, you know, wholesome religious upbringing, trying to be a good person, you know, like, I'm not going to say conservative values without the good part of conservative values.
I work with someone like that.
You know what I mean? The good part of that part where like, that's just nice. It's nice. The niceness. That is in conservative values.
I don't got that. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah. So he is that. But he steps it up. You can tell that whole, oh, Mo, what's good? And the whole it stepped up for kids, for people to watch the videos. That's what it is. It's annoying as fuck, but that's what it is. And they stick to their guns, and they stay on point.
So there's another one he loves that like annoys me too, and it's like a group of them. I can't remember the dude's name. I think he lives in Texas. I'm trying to remember. I think he plays. He is not a Fortnite. Is he a Minecraft guy? I can't remember. Shit. They all blend together to me.
Well, there's that one. There's FGTV, which actually I like.
I love FGTV.
He's from Jersey. He's originally from Jersey, New York. So
no shit. I should have known that.
And I think he's Puerto Rican too.
He is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I believe he's mixed. Well, okay. I guess to a white person, he's Puerto Rican. But he's
gay. He's at least half Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the one I do. That's the one where it doesn't matter what he's playing. I don't mind when little ones watching that because it's bearable. And then like there's these two guys on that it's in my feed, my subscription feed because I have it for the kid, but they're just Lanky Box is the name of them.
I can't stand Lanky Box.
They're just too like. When I said, you know, Preston, how I said people listening, how I said Preston amps it up. I don't even know if you can call it amping it up. It's just, what are you laughing at? It's not funny.
It's not. All right. So it's.
You're making jokes that aren't funny and you're laughing at them yourselves.
But you know what sucks about Lanky Box is I think they could have been funny because I love how they try to. So the idea that they had to recreate music videos like cheaply. Yeah. And awful or is funny to me. Like that's a great idea. But then Asian kid is so annoying. Cause all I said to Liam, I'm like, why do all your YouTube like people scream all the damn time?
Yeah.
It's like they're like the kid, it's my son's version of Dane Cook for us, basically. Yeah. They just scream and like fall on the ground and my son's like cracking up. I'm like, that wasn't even a joke. Like that wasn't funny. I could go screaming too.
He was watching, like, I'll usually let him watch stuff, and the only time I tell him to change the channel, if it's just something he shouldn't be watching or something, and, you know, he'll watch, you know, for a video game, you know, he'll watch those Piggy movie vids where, you know, technically it's, you know, you wouldn't think a kid should watch it because it's scary or violent or some of the other bullshit, but
it's
a new world. I'm not doing that, you know, you will never see anything. It's a fucking video game. I let him know it's a video game, make sure he knows it's not real. But there was one video he was watching, and it might have been Lanky Box. I don't think it was them, because I let them slide. There was one that he was watching, and I just told it was just so bad. This was just a bad video. Oh, I know what it was. It was an Among Us video meme, because Among Us is the new biggest game. So someone was doing a video of Among Us, but it was just like a really bad, like... It was like Among Us, but rapper video version where they're just showing like watches and like look at this Versace watch. And like, they're just saying all this shit. And I'm just like, change the channel. That's not, this is, not even good. Like, it's not even the premise. They're not even doing good at the premise that they're doing. Just no. Look, no. If you're going to watch something stupid, watch something better made than this. And he found another video, which was Among Us, which was kind of stupid, but... They played up the whole, you know, kid aspect where they're like, oh wow, and you know, everything is so much bigger, but it was done way better. I mean, Filipino and Spanish kids, but it was done way better than that. What's in here? Oh, look at this Versace watch and these, like, no, what are you doing?
All right, I have my son here real quick, because who's the YouTuber that you watch?
It's Mr. Tall Pine?
No. Who is a YouTuber you watch? It's that he's like the redhead kid with the baseball hat, and he has like the big house, and they always do like the Lego builds, like the massive Lego builds. Mr. Beast?
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Beast? Oh.
Yeah. No, it's Unspeakable.
Because I say Mr. Beast, that's a whole different animal there.
No, it's Unspeakable is the channel.
I don't know about Unspeakable, but I know Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast is a legend, and you'll be lucky if you encounter Mr. Beast. Because Mr. Beast just randomly gives shitloads of money to people.
I don't know who that is.
That's his MO. He goes around, he goes to different streams, and he'll just donate money. He'll just give streamers money. Just randomly go, just thousands of dollars. Like, not like 50, like thousands of dollars. on a regular basis. That's his
claim. I'm looking him up now. Oh, he's a baby. Did you ever look up the age of these people? And they're like 20, 21. And
no,
you're like, huh.
No. No, I do not. I do not look up the age of any of these people. The only times I would look up the ages of the ones that are older, but are still younger than me. Like,
do you think there's a market for people in our age group on these platforms?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I'm in the far end of the age group, but some of the top streamers, Dr. Disrespect, Tim the Tap Man, Shroud is getting up there in age.
What is up there in age to you?
Well, they're getting up there in age for streamers. To me, they're all younger than me. They're still, I think Dr. Disrespect would probably be the closest to my age out of all of them. And I still probably have him by, I would say, at least 8 years, if not.
Oh my God.
A full 10. Like, let's Dr.
We need age to tap of Dr. in.
Disrespect. Let's see.
Listen, we need to tap into the gamers with kids market, the middle-aged gamer with children.
Well, see, that's through my research. I have found that he's 38 years old. So actually, Dr. Disrespect is 2 years younger than me.
All right, and 2 years older than me.
Yeah, so he's 38 years old. So, and he's one of the top people. One of the games I currently play, Rogue Company, which actually this is the game that I believe that the Bad New Bears, which once again, welcome Jess Heather to the Bad New Bears. She's not necessarily part of the esports division unless she wants to, because it doesn't take any skill. on our end, of course. But, you know, we're going to do some clips and insert her for if not the Bad New Bears channel, the SGM channel, Savage Graphics Media channel. You'll be able to see all that at savagegraphicsmedia.com. Graphics with an X. But he just, like, do you know anything about Dr. Disrespect? Because I think you would find Dr. Disrespect very interesting.
The
current...
Hello? Hello? I lost you. How did I lose you? Are you there?
Craig kicked me out of the room for some reason.
Oh my God.
I
wonder if we like rubbed him the wrong way.
I'm here, bloom, bloom. And I was like, is somebody joining the call? And then I looked and I was like, oh, I'm not in the call. And Craig and you are just in the call. Craig wanted some alone time with you. Okay, so Dr. Disrespect, I can't remember his real name, but.
I'm looking him up. It's Herschel.
Well, I guess Herschel. I thought his name was Guy.
It's Herschel. Herschel, oh yeah, so Herschel Guy Beam. I think he's Jewish.
Yeah, Guy Beam. Yeah, Guy Beam. Guy Beam.
The fourth.
Yes. Well, everybody knows. Well, anybody who does know him personally, like Tim and Tatman, are friends with him or know his is Guy Beam. And from what I know, he worked as a game developer or he worked in the game field industry and then eventually started streaming. And he streamed as Guy Beam. And then eventually one day created a persona. He grabbed a wig and put on a fake mustache and those big ass glasses and just went over the top and became Dr. Disrespect. And he went from the nice guy that he is and, you know, create a persona where he didn't have to be nice. He could just have fun and everything, and he became huge. And recently, so there was the big ninja thing, Shroud thing. They went over to Mixer. Everybody's getting these deals. Dr. Disrespect is on Twitch. Suddenly, Twitch gives Dr. Disrespect it's a multi-million dollar contract. Minimum of $3 million. That's... minimum, and that's being conservative compared to what it probably is. Anyway, they're giving out all these contracts to everybody else. Finally, he gets his. They do a huge commercial and everything for Twitch, him promoting Twitch and that he's staying there. Fast forward, Mixer, who was owned by Microsoft, which was the other streaming platform that was competitive to Twitch, who had paid millions of dollars for Shroud and Ninja and some other streamers, they... Shut it down. Shroud and Ninja got their, I think, $30 million contract. They got all their money up front. They said I'm going with Facebook Gaming. They go back to Twitch, most likely for some type of financial compensation eventually. All of a sudden, either right before or right after they come back to Twitch, Dr. Disrespect is permanently banned without any reason given. None of us know the reason. Dr. Disrespect, since he doesn't know the reason, his speculation is that they paid him money and then they wanted to get Shroud and Ninja back and didn't want to... They wanted the money back. They didn't want to have to pay out the money that they promised him. So he's on Facebook now, and I would say doing better than ever, but I don't follow his stats per se, but...
Ninja's still on Twitch, though, yes?
He's now on Twitch. He was on Twitch, then he left for Mixer, and now he's back on Twitch.
And I can't imagine Mixer is like doing anywhere near as well as Twitch.
Oh no, they're dead. No, Mixer's dead.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's dead. They sold all their they sold all their contracts to Facebook Gaming.
It's a good way to make some fast cash, I guess. I wish I'd come up with something that like a company wanted to buy off me. But I'm not that smart, so.
Well, currently there's a few small ones. There's Twitch and Facebook Gaming and YouTube are the current streaming platforms that are going against. And you know what? Facebook Gaming is Facebook Gaming. I personally am not a fan of it. It's just it's not specific. It's not specific enough.
I've been debating leaving Facebook because being on this current ban that I'm on, I realize
because they keep kicking you out.
Yeah, I am on my fourth ban since July, and this is like my second long one since July. But now, like not being on it, I don't really miss it as much, and I just feel like my interests are going elsewhere. So,
Hold on, my coffee. You talk to the people real quick. I think my coffee and donuts here.
All right. Well, hello, people. I went live last night on Twitch for the first time with Elder Scrolls Online, which is probably going to be my jam because Elder Scrolls in general is my jam. It went. Yeah. I don't know what to say. It went. Six people looked at it, and that was about it. And
I got coffee.
Oh, he's very happy. Congratulations.
I haven't tasted it, so I don't know how good it is.
Or if it has enough sugar, which it probably doesn't.
I could go for coffee, actually, myself.
But I have coffee, and they actually found my front door, which they never do. I always have to meet them, like, go outside. Oh, yeah, that's horrible. I always have to go outside and meet them out back because the GPS brings them to the wrong apartment. And I actually think, and my kid is here with his mother, so I have to go food shopping. So that's going to end this podcast, but it'll be nice. It'll be a bookended, a very special podcast. One half, Mr. Roland, another half, Jess Heather, and somehow I'm going to mash it all together, and you people will love it because we're that awesome. But I thank all of you guys for being here. We got a lot of things coming up. Check out savagegraphicsmedia.com, graphics with an X. The YouTube channel Bad New Bears, or just go to Savage Graphics Media and you will literally find every single piece of content that we have. You are awesome. Just Heather's been awesome. I can't say much. I thank you guys for being here. Remember, don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? For the Broke Blurred Pod, I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today has been the new Twitch streamer. Go check her out at, what is your Twitch channel?
As of now, it is DogEatDog0984.
That is twitch.tv/DogEatDog0984.
Yes, and make sure you drop us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. 5 stars, even if you don't think we deserve it.
Yes, you can curse this out. We'll do it the crafty style. 5 stars. Fuck the Broke Blurred Pod. All right. You guys are awesome. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jess Heather. Get out of here, Craig. We have to go.
Get the book out, Craig.
I have to actually copy Bye. Craig. I always keep these in just because they're so funny.
And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio El Savaje. And with me today is...
Colty! Mr. Roland.
And apparently Colty.
And Colty also.
Live in my apartment. Mr. Roland stopped by and I was like, hey, I got two mics. Let's have a podcast. And then the one mic wouldn't work, so now we're just doing it on my one mic. But
yeah, I feel like the Commodores.
Or something. I'm
so confused.
And Cozy's confused.
Instead of quiet like you're supposed to be.
Yep.
Okay, so what's pretty nice? The folks have not heard from you for a while, so what's going on, Mr. Roland?
Just a lot of confusion, and especially in the world today, the way things are going. I had a fight with my daughter, and I don't know if I'm wrong or not. I don't know how I feel about it or whatever, but I'm a Puerto Rican dad, and boyfriends can't stay in my house. I don't know if I'm wrong or right, or she's 19 years old. Let me know if I'm wrong. I just don't want the boyfriend laying up in my house with my daughter. Sorry.
No, I think that's a fair assessment. And here's the thing that people are not realizing in comparison to how you used to be or how you were growing up. major improvements.
Well, I told my daughter exactly that. I let him stay for a week prior to this argument that we had, and simply just so that I could just see how it goes. And I hate to say it, man, but he has like the, I don't know, but Spanish people are a little different, and especially in their house. Voice, it took you a long time for you to go in my fridge, and you're my brother.
Yeah.
And I think recently you just started going in my fridge. Which is okay with you. You're my brother. You've at least earned 35 years of it. This kid, I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know shit about him, really. He's a good kid. Don't get me wrong. Good kid. But you can't be going in my fridge, man. You can't just go in my fridge when you come to my house. I don't know if that's old school. Or like what all the women are telling me right now, that I'm just being too Puerto Rican right now.
Well, okay. So here's it's not about the fridge. See, what the situation is the frustration you have about other things, you have nowhere to put it but your fridge. Fine with everything else. But the fridge.
Yeah.
I was fine. It's been a week. But you touch the fridge, that's it. That's where I draw the line, is the fridge.
Yeah.
And I saw him looking at the thermostat, but I let that one slide.
Oh, he touched my fucking thermostat. He's dead.
Well, we know that's
because fine. not even I can't even touch my thermostat without talking to myself about it.
Why are you going to do that? You know
you know not to touch the thermostat. Don't you dare. I don't know if I'm wrong, but again, this is the time where things are changing a little bit, and obviously the older crowd is with me, and then the younger crowd is saying that I'm being old school. Now I'm being old school, and I'm being a little too strict. However, I pay the bills there, and it's my fucking house. Just period. It's my house. And frankly, if any of you invited me to your house, and I don't know you that well, I'm not going to just go in your fridge, man. I'm not going to do it. You can ask me if I want something to drink. You can ask me if I want something to eat. But you got to get it. I won't go in your fridge and get it. So call me old school, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's less to do with the fridge specifically. Like overall, you're correct. But you picked the wrong. You picked the wrong. Well, it's not so much you picked the wrong argument. That's the only thing you had to attach from. You're like fucking politicians. And let's see, is it more like the Trump side or the,
I guess we have to go with the Republican side since out of in comparison,
it definitely have to.
It's the more pettier of the
because I have the best fridge.
Yeah,
there is no other fridge that's better than
mine. Biden went in my fridge without telling me. Biden will go in your fridge without telling you too. Do you want that, America? Do you want that? You just go into somebody's house, okay? You just go to somebody's house, and then go ahead and open the best fridge that there ever was, and take out the best beverages or the best foods, okay? Okay,
I tell you.
That's something they do in China.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't know if I'm being wrong. And then prior to that, I was saying that I let him stay over for a week because I just wanted to get to know the kid. And then the circumstances are different. Let me give my daughter a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. She's a good girl. She was raised right. I'm not worried about so much on my daughter being disrespectful or anything. That's definitely not it. And neither allowing him to be disrespectful. However, there are certain things you just don't do. And it's kind of frustrating when you come home from work and you see the dude without his socks and shoes on laying on your couch like he lives there. That's a problem for me. I'm sorry. I don't know. You know, is it me? Is it not? You can't just do that shit in my house, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay. In all honesty, and here's the elephant in the room. I've had my issues with my own daughter because of it. But, and we say this, when we say this, in a way that does not exclude ourselves from this equation. We fell prey to this equation. We kind of continue. We're getting better. But the younger you are, the dumber and idiotic you are, and you have no clue of what the real world is about. Sorry. It's a fact of reality. And here's the thing. At the younger ages, not only are you not unaware of it, not only are you able to see it, you won't believe it no matter what.
That's true in so many ways. And then, you know, and then I always said, man, I hate saying that. And I hate the fact that my parents were right when they would say the same thing to us. And we thought we knew everything.
Yeah.
We thought we knew how things go. We said, you know, well, no, things are changing, Dad, Mom, you know, but.
Well, see, here's the thing. And in all honesty, it's not the spirit of how we felt is intact. The spirit of how we felt, like the reasons why we felt the way we felt were more because of how we were taught the world is supposed to be, how our parents taught us how to act, and then looking at our reality and going, wait. We were told we can be whatever we want to be, treat everybody else with respect, treat everybody how you want to be treated, do X, Y, and Z. If you do this, that will happen. And we're in the real world, and that doesn't fit with everything we were told. And I feel like I know what the hell I'm talking about. I can see how stupid this is. Not realizing that, yes, it doesn't fit with what we were told, but at the same time, that's not really how the world works. The world, there's how things should be, and how things are. How things should be and how they are completely different things. We teach our kids based on how things should be, hoping that they'll get to the point to make things how they are. Unfortunately, there's a big gap of dumbassness that us as human beings have to go through from not a kid anymore, technically, to we'll give it about 35.
Well, that's the thing there. I mean, it's the simple fact of, did you raise them right? That's the other thing too, because they're a reflection of you. So regardless if you feel that, you know, your kid is going to do something wrong or not be this way or that way, it's generally your fault.
Yeah.
It is generally your fault. So for instance, if I was to say myself, I mean, not in all aspects, obviously not, because my parents didn't raise me to be a criminal, but I chose to do a couple of dumb things in my life, and I definitely can't say that my parents trained me to be that way. What they did do is that when I was sitting in jail, I was saying to myself, what a dumbass move.
Yeah.
My parents definitely would not have wanted me to do this dumb shit, and there was no reason for it as well. So I guess that's where your training has to come into play. I hate that this has to be a parent and teacher conference pod, but it's something that is really fucking bothering me. I mean, I had to get on my bike and take a little ride, and I said, you know what, let me go swing by Voice's house and see what the hell he's doing. By the way, he has Project Heat in this motherfucker right now.
It's not Project Heat.
It's fucking hot as hell in here.
I'm broke and poor, so
he wants to contain
the heat. I don't contain the heat. I got the windows open. I just can't open my slide. The main door I would open, I can't because the screen is broke and we tried to fix it. I'm not fucking with that shit. And I don't currently have enough spiders to take care of the amount of bugs that will come in here, so that door has to remain closed. And maybe I'll turn the fan up, circulate a bit more air in here, but I'm not turning the air on in fall, nor am I turning the heat on in fall either. So I'm an equal opportunity broke person.
I mean, that's obvious.
I mean,
you're containing the heat in here pretty well.
Well, see, the thing, when I don't have any company, I sit around in underwear, no shirt and everything, so it don't really matter. I can make myself comfortable.
You can still do that? Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you live by yourself.
Yeah.
Too. That's different.
At most, I just have him.
Yeah, that's different. And then especially if your son is just around, you can swing your junk around. Yeah,
I don't have to go that far.
Just say, boy, that's, you know, boy, get the fuck out of here. You'll have one of them one day.
It was a funny story. It's a complete side note. I was watching something, and they brought up, it was either a comedy show or something, but they brought up, I think it was a TikTok video, and they were saying how when kids, when you're a little boy, and I actually have a memory that's similar to this, you may or may not, when you're a little boy and the first time you see your dad's junk, and you're like, oh my God, I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to be able to live up to, what is going on? There's no, oh man, what?
You know, that's funny because I think we all go through that. I mean, obviously.
I remember it's burned into my mind. John, it was Florida. I was coming home. My dad got home from work. He was a postal worker. So it was Florida too. So postal worker in Florida, first thing he does when he gets home, he goes to take a shower. He was coming out the shower. The towel wasn't fully wrapped around. And oh my God, my eyes. And it's burned there in my skull. Now, I was 11 or 12 at the time, so at the very least, I had a little bit closer, you know, closer to me being to where he was than the average kid. But still, it was enough to just be like, oh,
well,
Jesus, okay.
Closer to where he was being erect,
yeah.
And dad was soft.
It was enough to go, okay, I know why my stepmom is with you. Okay.
This is a horrible decision.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible things. Yeah, I think I caught my father one time. Same scenario. Used to go to work, come home, and immediately go take a shower. And one day I just popped in up on him. And there it was in all its glory. And, pretty much same situation, man. Burned in my skull, as you say. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that.
I'll just say this. My father definitely wasn't pissing on his nuts. I can just say that.
Yeah, it's just your brain does not even remotely go there until your eyes eventually go there. And you're like, oh, okay, I already see. So here's the thing. As a male, when it comes to penis size, generally speaking, it initially starts off not an issue. And then eventually, it's not as much it becomes the issue, but then you then learn, oh, we're not all created equal.
Yeah.
So I may or may not be in that small to medium. You have no clue. There's no actual clue.
You don't find out until a girl actually tells you, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically how you find out.
Yeah. Or you see it in their eyes.
Or, you know, nowadays, shit, we can't even say that really, boys. But it was much harder for us to get a hold of pornos and all that other crap back in our day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started off with magazines. That was the only way we were going to see some, you know, some shit we weren't supposed to be
and
looking at.
And here's the thing. And at least for me in magazines, it was less of you already, where everything you always saw, for the most part, you did not expect to stack up to that you weren't supposed to.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Like, and, no, but generally, even the magazines that we saw, you really wouldn't see any tight penetration. You would just see the girls inside and out.
Yeah.
And
well, the good ones you would.
I mean, I mean, that was the good ones or whatever. But it's always when you find somebody's stash or something. You know, I found my father's stash, obviously, and that was the first time I was seeing those. And then you start to experiment. And I don't know how the hell we got on this, but it is what it is.
You know? I don't know either.
All I know is that I have the best penis in the world. I have the best penis.
All I know is the national average says that penis size is between, I believe, 3.5 to 6 inches.
That's a shame.
Somewhere in that realm. That's a shame. That realm is average.
I feel sorry.
So.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, well. But the point is, I don't know what the point was of that. The point is that, yeah, when you're a kid, you don't realize.
What are we going to call this pod now that we went on to what my daughter was?
We're only 16 wrong. Minutes in, so, you
and
know.
Then, and then, you know. Yeah, I mean, obviously that can change. You can go way left field from here.
This is 60 minutes in, so that doesn't say nothing at all whatsoever. My point, though, is when you're a kid and how you see things, you don't fully understand or comprehend the reality of the matter. When we saw our dad's junks, we thought oh, my God, how the hell? Like you try to compare.
Kind of made you evaluate yourself.
Yeah, you look down and you think of that. You're like, how is that
possible?
Gonna become that? That's not. There's no way that can happen. So as you get older, that becomes less of. There's no way that can become that, and becomes more of. This has to be like this. Yeah. This is supposed to be like this. This is how this is. But the problem is, like, I love your daughter. She's beautiful girl, intelligent, smart, fucking borderline genius, in my opinion. Only problem is, regardless, her brain is not fully developed.
It's not.
It is a fact of science.
It's not.
She's going to school to be a doctor, so she should know this.
It's not.
Her brain is not fully developed.
However, you can't tell a 19-year-old that she can't have her boyfriend over. I mean, that's just something that you're always going to play with fire and you'll always be wrong.
Yeah.
And I guess just what we're trying to touch on, boys, is just going to come with experience, dude, onto when she'll understand this. I mean, when she has her own kids and she's in there, she's going to say to herself, well, I'm hoping she says to herself, my dad was actually right, because I'm not appreciating it neither with my kids having their boyfriend and girlfriend there, you know?
Yeah. And we all, hey. We were the kids with the boyfriends or girlfriends. And here's the thing. The number one thought process. Now, here's the thing. I don't know about you. My parents, my mother, said it out loud. Your parents probably said it out loud. You're not saying it. I'm not saying it. But the first thought or thing that they would say, I ain't stupid. You think I'm stupid? I ain't stupid.
Yeah.
Come on now. I remember there was one time me, John, and my mom was right for this. But it was just so the her southern roots came out one day. It was me and John and some girls, and I think our friend Alex was there. And, you know, one girl was hanging with me, another one was hanging with John in the living room, and my mom came home. And she made us all come into the living room, and she was like, now, Kareem, I ain't gonna be having no courting in here. And that was the first time.
What? Can you say that? Oh, shit. I know what you said, but say it again, voice in English this time, not with the southernness.
Kareem, my middle name, I ain't gonna have no court in round here now. For those of you who are not from the South or 1940s.
Yeah, for the ones that don't say Finn, yeah. You finna do something this is what this goes out to you, so you understand what that means.
Courting is to court a female is basically to date, to bed. I don't know.
Not to get a charge.
Yeah, I don't know the full extent of her. Because that was the one and only time I ever heard my mom talk like that. She's lived in, well, now she's in North Carolina, but she's lived in Jersey. She was in Jersey my whole entire life, like before I was born. But she's originally from Colfax, Louisiana, where that totally fits. But still, like, yeah. So
she went country on your ass.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Now, I don't want no courting in here. And, you know, and like I said, that was the one and only specific time.
What did she do with the girls, though, boy? She separated you guys, or you guys were all in the same room?
No, we were all in the same room. She told all of us. We were all, yeah, no.
So the girls were confused.
Yeah.
But and John knew what was going on.
Yeah, me and John both.
You guys were saying, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Yeah.
We got to get up out of here.
Because literally.
Because my mom's going to either. She's going to, you know.
She said courting, and I just like.
So you and John immediately.
I just put our hands over our faces. They just smacked both of you.
Yeah.
Put our heads down, and they were both like, what? What'd she say?
No, court? Don't ask.
Court?
Just get up. Get up. Yeah. Get up, girl. Get up. Let's go. Let's go.
Courting?
I'm not going to repeat it in the house. I'm just letting you know.
And here's the thing. We had already. Been courting,
did the thing you courting to do.
It earlier that day, possibly, and if not earlier that day, plenty of other times before and or after that incident with hey, get from over there.
You know what? There's one thing, you know. No. Hey, Voice's mom, she was cool until she wasn't cool.
Yeah.
She was cool as shit, don't get me wrong. She was a cool woman, and obviously, you know, that was my mom too. But, we always knew when she got to that point, and then she would be tricky. She's one of those real tricky people, too, that tricks us a lot, too. You know, like when she set us up to go out to go eat and shit, and that she knew she would get us both at the house.
We were freaking idiots.
Yeah, I mean, but mom just, always had a way to get us, you know?
But we were just, so stupid.
You know, and so then stupid. And then for some reason
it wasn't even a good plan. Let's be honest.
It wasn't. But however, we fell for it.
It wasn't a good plan.
Very easily.
Even remotely.
Very easily.
Now the subterfuge was minimal.
I'm just saying it wasn't even it must have took her 3 seconds to think about how she was gonna do this, and it just fucking worked right on the door. Right. So just kudos to mom, dumbasses to us. Yeah. But it's just the fact there was a lot of things though that me and Voice did do that we got away with. Yeah. Don't really necessarily know if we got away with it or did mom just let us get away with it.
In my opinion, I think it's more of lack of evidence.
Yeah. By the way, mom, I'm sorry. If you do know,
on the off chance you happen to listen
I'm sorry.
On the off chance you discover what a podcast is.
Yeah, and then you do hear this, or maybe one of your nephews or cousins or something says, hey, you need to listen to this. This is your son and your other son on the fucking mic here. I'm sorry. we didn't mean no harm.
No, we were, but that's the point. We were dumb and stupid and we just wanted to do what we wanted to do. We didn't mean any harm by it. Here's the thing. We knew it was wrong. But at the same time, our level of feeling was wrong was more of our parents didn't want us to do it.
See, here's my problem with the kids today. And I'm glad that we just touched on that, because this is what I'm trying to say here. It just helps me, you know, to deal with it a little easier. We knew what not to do and do without being told, per se. Okay. So in other words, what I mean is we knew how to behave at someone else's house without our parents telling us.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was generally the teaching that they gave us. So then it just goes back to me saying to myself, I'm just a bad parent. I'm just a bad parent. I'm not teaching the skills that they need to understand, because obviously my daughter thinks it's nothing wrong with it about him going into my fridge. Because if she did, she would have said, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. My father's going to get upset. Let me get it for you and you'll be on the safe side.
And
my father would be cool.
Well, no, see, technically, the way that you're supposed to do it and the way that this works is you go to said owner of the house or said person. May I have, can I have whatever it is that you want from the fridge?
Right.
And then what they'll do, if you are allowed, they'll go, motherfucker, you live here. Go get the shit. You ain't a guest no more.
He won't get that, boy.
Yeah, well, I'm saying. Not so much you live here, but you don't do it. My point is you don't do it until the owner of the house says the words, you are no longer a guest here.
Right.
Get it your damn self.
Well, that's, see.
Those words happen. And that is for the most part each.
How many times?
Because I do that. How many times? I've done that every house you've gone, every house you've moved to.
Right.
Every new house, can I get a, until I hear the words, mother, you ain't no guest no more. Then that from that point on,
right.
Click, and then I go.
Well, because you had respect for the female I was with, though, voice. It had really nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You knew that me, I would have told you that. You knew you were going to get that from me. It's the fact that you were meeting my girlfriend at the time, whatever girlfriend it was, at the time, how they felt about it. And you knew I was with Spanish women my whole life. So you know damn well, don't go in my motherfucking fridge, boy. So you can get fucked up. You can get, not by me, not by me, but by the girl. And then the worst thing that can happen is you come to my house and then all of a sudden you leave. And that new girlfriend says, that motherfucker right there, he ain't allowed back
yet. Yeah.
And then I'm like, but that's my brother.
Yeah.
How can I not invite my brother to my house?
I pay the bills here.
No.
How did you know?
Have a
job.
Yeah, you know damn well that doesn't work. That doesn't work with those type of women. So this is my point though. That's on their bringing up as well, and that's how they were brought up. So obviously, I'm doing the bad job here. I'm doing the bad job here because my daughter should have known and said to him, hey, don't do that. My father's going to fucking get upset. You just don't do that in a Spanish house. Now this, I hate to do this, but he's a white kid. He's a white boy. All right. And that goes to show you that we don't give a fuck what you are. However, you have to become Spanish when you go into a Spanish home. I'm sorry.
If they ask you to eat,
I'm sorry.
In Spanish, just now translate in your head and say yes.
Right. I mean, and then this is something. Listen, Voice doesn't like certain things, right? He doesn't like onions per se. He likes onions, but he doesn't like them a certain way.
Yeah, I don't like big.
Right.
Like,
so, do you think?
So I can barely.
Do you think he's ever gonna be able to tell my grandmother? Okay, he could see a pot of onions just fucking boiling up with shit that he doesn't like. Do you think for 1 second he's gonna be able to say, yo, tell grandma I don't like the onions?
Yeah, no. You know how many times, I was at Abe's house and there was something clean. I was like, I hope to God there's an alternative to whatever that is, because if they give it to me, I have no choice.
Oh, he has no choice. He knows that.
So I either need to get that fuck out of here before.
And generally, luckily though, voice, luckily it's always been good. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe I can do this. You know,
the really bad, and I got to say this about Dominican and Puerto Rican food. The really, not so much bad, but the acquired taste. The acquired things, you guys know they're the acquired things. So you don't. So those are never the things where they're like, you're insulting me by not eating it.
Well, those are always the ones
the ones that go, do you like?
Yeah. But those are the ones also that are usually more on the expensive side as well. And they'll say, I don't want this motherfucker wasting this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask him, okay? Hey, voice, do you like pasteles? Do you like them?
Have you ever had them?
Right. And then if you say no,
what they are is
this.
Da, 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 da,
and
da, da, da.
Try it and give you a little piece.
Yes.
If you then say no, because they ain't gonna waste no pastele, bro. Once it goes on your plate,
yeah,
it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Whether you like the shit or not, you are done. You have to eat it.
Now, here's the thing, though.